dan is het net dat alle focus op u moet wees. En dat u regtig ons bron moet wees. En dat die nou paadjie na u toe lei. Ja Here, so help ons om op dit focus. Thanks God that we can really know you are our source. And you the only real source. The only real living fountain. So kom bid Here vanoggend sommer vir Kenny. En sommer iemand naam ook wat gaan sommer net kom share wat die Here in hulle, wat u in hulle harte gedoen het Here en wat u die paadjie wat u hulle mee gelei het. Ons bid sommer net dat Here laat dat dit hulle sal lei en laat alle eer u sal toekom daardeur in die groot naam Here. Amen.
Skies ek nog nie reg nie. Morning. So I was just asked to share a little about my testimony of going to the big opportunity to go to Brazil. I'm going to call Monique up here too, because she's my helper. Not my only one, the Holy Spirit is a bigger one, though, thankfully. Yeah, so I really just wanted to share a little about our experience in Brazil, about our the journey to get there in the first place. So when we first were thinking about going to Brazil, we were like, in our hearts, we'd like to go. We applied to go for the first outreach of the year, which was in March. And we, 412 sent us an email back and said, sorry, you can't go on this one, which was a little bit of a challenge for us. And then we got told about the next one, which was in July. So we reapplied for that one, and we obviously got accepted, which, again, our bank account didn't say we could go. So we started really trusting. So in our physical and our thoughts, we thought, well, this is a big challenge. So Monique and I started asking the Lord how we could raise funds and how we could achieve this goal to be able to go in the first place. And as usual, when we start putting things over to the Lord, He provides for us enough for us to go on the outreach in the first place, which was, yeah, just a blessing from the Lord, really. So yeah, it was, to go to Brazil was an awesome experience, and I want to thank God for just allowing us to go. I can't find my notes anywhere. I'm busy paging through stuff here. So anyway, the Lord uses us when we prepare to go. And I think that was a big thing for myself and Monique, was really, exactly. It really was a big thing for us to actually, I don't know, maybe Monique taught him out. So it was a big challenge for us just to go in the first place. Sao Paulo, where we went to first, was a massive city, 22 million people. And to come from Swellendam, a little dorpie, to this massive city where obviously big cities are full of darkness, full of difficult situation and crime and all sorts of things. But what we found there was a people that were just willing to accept us. Family, 412 churches we went and visited that were so accepting and so willing to bring us into their homes and cared for us from when we got off the airplane. There was like four or five of them that traveled with us to our different hosts, to our different places, because the city's dangerous. So they were really nervous just to keep the gringos, they call us, which just means foreigner. It's not a derogatory term at all. So it's just that heart of theirs, just to look after us as family, was just a big impact in the first place. But yeah, how the Lord used us, if you're willing to go, was it started in Cape Town when we left. We climbed an aeroplane, and Monique and I were sitting next to each other. There was an aisle. Next to the aisle, there was a Muslim man, oldest chap. And in the corner next to the window was a young lady from Stellenbosch named Anya. And she was just sitting there minding her own business. And this Muslim gentleman asked her, "What are you doing? Where are you going to?" She was part of our team. "Where are you going to? And what are you doing?" So she said, "Oh, no, we're going to Brazil as a team of us, 20 of us. And we're going to go visit churches." And the Lord just opened the door. And then this guy started being questioning, like, "What's this about? Like, the church sends people to different nations." And eventually she was sharing the gospel with him. Like, opens the Bible, reads, and says, "Look, yeah, this is what the word says." And this guy was like, "Wow, he's never seen that before." And this guy was just like, I would guess he's a 55-year-old businessman. And he was just like, didn't understand that the word of God was that. And he never heard before that Jesus died for him on a cross. And there's Anya sitting, sharing this gospel with him. And like, she knows the scripture very well, so she could point him to the scripture. Which was awesome to see. Monique and I are just sitting here like, we just start praying for her. It was awesome to see just that boldness in somebody. And we landed in Joburg, climbed on another plane. Jordan, another guy on our team, was sitting next to a Russian guy flying to Brazil. So the Russian guy asked him what he's doing. So he shares with her what what he's doing in a different country. Why is he going to Brazil? Are we part of an outreach team, going to visit churches? So Jordan invites this guy to come to community. He comes to community, he starts experiencing the love of the people in Brazil and the people that are in the church, Jesus' love. And so he just joins in. He comes to the community, he comes to church, he comes to community again. And we have like a mini conference on the Friday and Saturday, mini 412 conference, and on the Friday night, this Russian guy gives his heart to the Lord. And it's just, he experienced the love of God's people. And it's just beautiful to have seen that the team was used in that way. And we got to be expectant of being used. We can't be, we're going on an outreach to go and sightsee. We did sightsee and we did enjoy it, but we got to be willing to be used. So yeah, more about the outreach itself. We visited Sao Paulo has two 412 communities, one AM and a PM, and Belo Horizonte has one 412, and we visited both. And Monique, you want to come share? You're not getting off scot-free, come.
Just the way the people opened up their homes, and not just their homes, but their hearts. And I just want to almost encourage us that when we get asked to host people, don't think, "I've got a small house." Don't think, "Where are these people going to sleep?" We slept on the floor on a blow-up mattress. And you just need to be prepared to open up your home. But if you also go, you need to be prepared to sleep on the floor on a blow-up mattress. And it's just that heart. I mean, the one couple, they live in a one-bedroom flat. They hosted two young ladies, and the young ladies slept on a couch in their lounge. And then they decide they want to bless the team, and they had all 20 of us in their one-bedroom flat for lunch. And it was like, what? I mean, but people made room. They made room for us. They made room for Jesus. And just the way, it was just such a blessing for us, because we go quite often to places. And yeah, it was just nice to see again how, even though you don't speak the language, because it's Portuguese, and you've got your translator app, woohoo, but sometimes the translator app doesn't always work. There was just a scripture that I was reminded of, and it's Philippians 3, verse 3. There we go. For we who worship God in the Spirit are the only ones who are fully, truly circumcised. We put no confidence in human effort. Instead, we boast about what Christ Jesus has done for us. And that last bit for me, we don't boast about anything but what Jesus Christ has done for us. And we were able to do that. 3 times we shared our testimony. Yes, we had proper translators in the flesh, so that helped quite a lot. It was just so awesome. But even, going shopping, you're in a huge shop. There's queues behind you. There's people, and you want to pay, and the cashier says something to you, and you're like, "What?" And then you pull out your phone and you try and do the translator thing, and people behind you aren't getting cross and angry with you because you're taking up their time. They actually see, oh, you're struggling, and some of them were able to help us. And yeah, so it was just the friendliness, not just of the people in the church, but the friendliness of the people outside the church. So yeah, I want to just encourage everybody that even though you don't speak the language, that's fine. If you go, God makes a way.
Yeah, so for us it was an awesome experience. There are difficulties in going. Monique and I actually went through a little bit of a dip. We struggled a little bit inside of ourselves. We really kind of were feeling overwhelmed, left out in a way of the team, and it was a enemy tactic that we didn't notice straight away. And we really were kind of like, we felt that we were excluded from the team, and we felt like we were just placed one side, and we lived far away from everyone else. And so I had a chat with Mike, our leader, and I was like, and then in worship in Belo, God just revealed something to me, that it's not the team that's excluding me, it's me that's excluding me from the team. Because I tend to get internalized and start getting afraid of people and that sort of thing. And the Lord revealed to me that actually I need to reach out to the team. I'm on outreach. I've got to reach out as well. And the Lord's been speaking to me actually about outreaches in general. Outreaches to your neighbor. Outreaches to somebody the Lord places on your heart. If the Lord says, go speak to Petrus, go speak to Petrus. And that's an outreach as well. And I think it's just the willingness to go in the first place, and then the Lord will use you. And as having that faith to be able to go, I'm going to step out in that and go to a place and share what the Lord's placing on your heart. Willing to be used. And yeah, for us, I think that was a big challenge in the first place. We do like going on outreach. But it's difficult to go to such a big place where you can't speak a language. There's these big challenges in our way, apparently, but the Lord uses us nonetheless. And the size of God really got revealed to me as well. I'd been to other countries, I'd been to other places, nations, Namibia, but we all speak the same language. And when we're in Brazil, you feel on your heart you need to go and pray to somebody. There's not a translator close by. We don't use our phones. You pray for them and you can see the Holy Spirit working in those people. So it's one Spirit, one God, And that's one thing that we really experienced, was that the Lord works if you're obedient just to do it. And as I say, we went and we prayed for somebody, and a translator, a guy that can speak English, comes to us and says, "Can I translate for you?" And I really just felt there's no need. So I said to him, "There's no need." And I carried on praying in English to this Portuguese guy who doesn't understand anything. And the Spirit just started ministering to him. He started crying. He just started, you could really see that he was being touched by the Holy Spirit. It's got nothing to do with me. It's to do with what the Lord's doing. So yeah, I think that's about it for my story. If the Lord places it on your heart, take faith to go. Thank you. Thank you.
So I just feel that as they were sharing, it is something, there's something in going. And there's something in us beholding God. And as we are beholding Him, like we did in Psalm 139 now, before they shared this, the fact that we are able to read Psalm 139 is an outreach. So what David felt in front of God and about God's heart towards him and the closeness wasn't just for David. That's the why it's written down. So that we can feel that. We can understand it. We can experience. And we can have that revelation that David had. We can have 2,000 years later. Yeah, it's all by a longer way. Yeah. So that ons daai ervaring kan hê. So vir ons, wanneer jy wandel soos wat jy wandel en jy het hierdie ervaring van die nabyheid van die Here, net soos David, dis nie net vir jou nie. Die openbaring van wat jy ervaar van die Here is nie net vir jou nie. En dit is iets wat ek weet wat ons, we can so easily become just in this bubble. And I really do feel like God's just through the short testimony of them going to Brazil and just that guy from the airplane. It's amazing to know that Russian guy from the airplane to the conference. It wasn't part of his plan. Why? Because there was a presence of God. It wasn't just there's something that draws him. And yes, so beholding God, that's what I want to say now, beholding God and seeing what He is for a reason, not just for you. And I hope that sings in that the fire of God will burn in our hearts. Like we said, when was it? Last week. When did we speak about Adam, where are you? It's last week, né? It's like, om daai gevoel in jou hart te hê wat die Here het vir die lost. Dat ons het ook sal hê. Jaco. Wat voel jy?
So ek Kenny and Monique, thanks for your testimony and thanks for sharing it with us, and you will never know how much it builds our faith and challenges us to also step out and just be willing, because you were only willing. Yeah, and I think God honor that. So it was my plan to, where's Vanessa? To ask Vanessa as well to come share her testimony this morning. But I feel, but we'll leave her for the next time. We'll leave her as a gift for the next time. But I feel we must just ask to end where we are, just turning 4 or 5 towards each other. Oh, let's look at my English now. Yeah, so draai net so na mekaar toe en ons dank ons net die Here vir wie hy is. Sien net die persoon raak. Dank die Here vir wie hy is en ons laat ons sommer net lei deur wat die Here op jou hart druk, daar waar jy in die groepie sit. Maar ek voel ook om dit wat ons vind, wat vandag eindelijk oorgegaan het, en eindelijk die lewe oor moet gaan, om het oor mekaar te bid, vir mekaar te bid, sê Here, as ek vir Marius bid, Here, ek bid dat hierdie man sy hart sal voorberei, om deur die gebruik te word, ensovoort, soos die Here ook jy lei, ek vertrou die Heilige Gees, dat hy ons sommer gaan lei net daar waar ons is, maar om ook vir hom dankie te sê, to say thanks to God for who he is, and what he's doing in our lives, in your life. Yeah, and then I'm not going to end off after that, when the group of 4 or 5 is finished, we're not in a rush, you can go and drink coffee and spend some more time with each other. Yeah, that's it. Or go home, if you really want to go home before 2 o'clock, go home then. All right, so make this a special time with God where we are now. Don't be in a rush.